to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I have been speaking to you every Monday morning here in Port St. Lucie, Palm City area. Also, other stations up in York City and Chattanooga, Tennessee. So today I am going to be speaking about Jesus, the Son of Man, came to seek and save what is lost. This is part two of this message. I have already spoken the part one earlier in another week. Why did Jesus took the name Son of Man? The first question I had myself. We know Jesus was the Word, W-O-R-D, which is used in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, which is the spoken word God used to speak to create the universe. When we look into the creation, I've been speaking about a lot about creation story and the history of creations from Genesis and from the science point of view and many of the NASA research which I studied when I was writing the book called When You Meet God, and that book is published by Covenant Book Publishers from South Carolina. And that book is available in Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. The name is When You Meet God. So something happened when you meet God that you can fill up afterwards. We know Jesus was the Word by which God created the universe. The Word, when God spoke the Word Jesus, it was created from nothingness. Ex nihilo is the word the Greek language uses. From nothingness. There was nothing. There was no particle, no material, nothing, no source. God created the matter. The science studying people, they talk about the matter from where everything is created. We know God created it. Also, Christ, the Word God used to speak to His creation, especially when He made human. He made him by His own hands. After the created humanity, God had a constant and continuous communion with humanity by His Word. John's message comes to us through the Holy Spirit of God and speak to us in Gospel of John 1:14, the Word became flesh, made His dwelling among us. So this is the point where I started thinking about some many years back when I was a young Christian. No one explained it to me. What does this mean? The Word became flesh. Then I started reading backward to John's Gospel, from that chapter, verse 14, to backward again, then forward, then backward and forward many times, I realized the Word later made a hymn, His dwelling. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Now I realized that Word is a person. How does the Word became flesh and dwell His dwelling among us if He was not a person? So that started opening up my mind, and the Holy Spirit, God, taught me that Word is Jesus Christ, nobody else. We've seen His glory. John the Apostle writes, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus showed His glorious presence to His favorite apostles. If we want to talk about the Transfiguration Mountain, Peter, James, and John were shown the real glorious Jesus Christ. But the other times, he shone his glory by healing the sick, casting out his demons by his word, by his power, by his healing ministry. He was the one and only Son who came from the Father. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 12, John says, to all who received him, to those believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Say, who gave you the right? Like if you go to the passport department in the United States, they will stamp you. They'll give you a stamp on your little book with your picture. There's a stamp. The United States of America. The first page you'll see the picture of the eagle, like the symbol of power. Amen. And the powerful government of the United States of America gave you a stamp with your photo in it that you are the United States citizen, so you have a passport. Amen. So, who will stamp you, give you a stamp as the children, a son of God, or a daughter of your most high God of the universe, Jesus Christ? You accept him, you believe in him, he will give you the right. Explain his birth, becoming children of God. Not how would this birth take place. Not children born of natural descent or birth, or by human decision or a husband's will. But this birth is done by God. It is called spiritual birth. John is writing about spiritual birth. So your spirit will receive eternal life. See, your spirit die. You're born with a dead spirit. I would currently say that because this might maybe a little more advanced and change, because when a child is born, we have a general opinion that the child has a protection of God and God's angel. Of course, it's just a common thinking that we believe that that could be right. But when the child grew up to knowing good and evil, that's the part of knowledge of good and evil which was open to Adam and Eve when they ate the fruit which was forbidden to them. So their knowledge opened. So they were able to do sinful things, which is passed on to us. Now, by that time, the spirit lost eternity. You won't live with God forever until God gave it back to you. But that can only happen by your faith. It's called a spiritual rebirth. Your spirit will rekindled by the fire of the Holy Spirit of God by the believing in Jesus Christ, that you believe Jesus is the Son of God and you are a sinner, you are asking for pardon and forgiveness. God will accept you. That's how the spiritual birth happens in your spirit. Your spirit and your soul with the body will live. Amen. Even if the body dies, your soul, your spirit will stay together and they will live until the return of Jesus. Then you will have a new body as well. At the moment you believe in Christ, your spiritually, your rebirth happens. You became born again. Praise the Lord. This happens by faith and faith alone, not by any works of us or good deeds or money or any activities we have done visiting places or go to a special place to see that you have done so many things for salvation. In Romans 10:9-10, you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from dead. You will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth you confess and are saved. Another verse says, whoever believes and baptizes will be saved. Mark 16, verse 16. This is coming from the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you confess and you baptize in the water, you will be saved. The repentance for forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name. Luke 24:47. So for there we see that you will, for your forgiveness of sin, you will have to be repented. Amen. So we have to come connect all these verses together. You have to believe, you have to confess, you have to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. And then you get baptized in the water. This goes, all these three things goes together. And then you became a disciple of Jesus. Then you will be, you go, the apostles were commanded by Christ, go all the world and baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those who believed will be saved. Those who don't believe will be going to condemnation. Salvation and righteousness is by faith and faith alone. Romans 1:16-17. Because of grace by faith you are saved. Ephesians 2:8. How God spoke to people, all scriptures are God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Now who to answer to the people who say, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the word of God? You guys say it is the God's word. Yes, God speaks through his spirit. God is a spirit. It's all scriptures are God breathed. God's spirit breathed into human spirit. Well, not to every one of the human spirit, but the ones God's servants, God's those who believe and follow God from the time of Old Testament. They were called the prophets and priests. They received even David, who was a king, who was a prophet of God. He received scriptures from God. Amen. And those were written. Amen. For prophecy never, and another verse for that, the prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. God revealed it to Peter the apostle that the holy prophecy or the Bible scriptures are not came with the origin of man's will. It is not man who created it, but man spoke it from God. So they were carried along by the Holy Spirit of God. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. Praise the Lord. It is 2 Peter 1:20. It is not man, every scripture, every word, even the idea behind the word was also not to be changed. It was given exactly how the Holy Spirit of God has spoken or breathed into the human spirit. Jesus became Son of God by human birth. I was going to answer that question to begin with. At the same time, he is Son of God. Earlier, he was with God in the spirit form as God's word. Because Jesus came of the Father, he is the Son of God. Because he came out of the Father. As God, as word, he was God eternally, existed with the Father. He is begotten of the Father, not created. Now, the word begotten has some confusion has created in the recent years. Begotten means he was born from the Father at some time. That's another interpretation. Now, he was the one and only Son because he came out of the God. See, because he came out means he was delivered. Okay? So, he was not made or created. He was with God in the beginning. When our God originated, there was no origin for God, but God was from eternity to eternity, everlasting to everlasting. And that God and his word was together. You cannot separate them. And the Holy Spirit also, they can be separated. So they together is one and always be one. Just like human, body, soul, and spirit, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Even when Jesus incarnated as human in body, in his spirit, he was God. He came down in his spirit from form and took birth. It is mystery of God that we are not able to understand. We can get spiritual rebirth by confessing our sins and accept and believe in Jesus. It is spiritual rebirth. We get our spiritual body. When Jesus comes back, we will have a reformed, rebirthed body. Jesus came to seek and save what is lost. Everyone lost of God by sin. God lost us because we walked away from God. We went astray like a sheep. God came in human form in Jesus. Or we can say God sent his Son to seek and find. He is the exact copy of Father. He is his word. He came as the Father sent him. Earth for sin, we were lost. And its pleasures, we were lost in pleasures of the world and the lust of the world and all the joy of the world. Humanity fell from glory, lost their relationship from God. They became carnal, disobeyed. God's laws and rules were neglected, became under the power of sin. Sin took its dark hands on them, spiritual death, and eventually physical death. Thus, eternal separation from God and life and light and glory into a judgment by God into eternal punishment in hell, where their fire never quenches, worms never die, and tormentation day and night, written in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24. In order for us to understand how we got lost in the world, Jesus told three parables. In those parables, one of the parables is saying, Luke 15, chapters 15, verse 3 to 7, you see, Jesus says, we are like lost sheep. We all like sheep have you gone astray, says in Isaiah 53, verse 6. You see, the sheep need a direction, caring, feeding, and resting time. Time to time, sheep needs nourishing by the shepherd's rod and staff. The shepherd uses to bring down leaves and branches of trees to feed them. Also need a shepherd lead them to still waters where they have comfortably drinking the water of life. To us, it's the Holy Spirit of God. He guides us and gives us the word of God. Praise God. He can also admonish us with his rod. Amen. Jesus, our God, good shepherd, take us on his side, loud us, and guide us with his rod and staff. Feed us with his word and give us Holy Spirit to quench our thirst, both spiritual. Thus, he leads us into living waters, the Holy Spirit to eternity. Then you are fine there. Then the parable of the lost coin in Luke. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and she lost one. And in the parable says that she cleaned up the house and every corners of the house, she actually searched. and she found that one coin and she was very happy. And we also know there is a lost son in the Luke chapter 15. Jesus said a parable that a man had two sons and one wanted his share and leave the property. Go away, far away, town and enjoy. So he finally got what he wants and he left. And from the day he left, the father was waiting, always looking at the entrance at the gate and looking for from the road, looking for him. And one day he lost all his money. He finished up everything with so many ways. He wasted his money. He enjoyed. He had a good time. Finally, he lost all the money. One day he looked in his bag. There is nothing left. And he said, okay, now I am starving. Finally, he went to a man in the city, a rich man who has pigs, who needs somebody to care about, taking care of. He finally did that job and he didn't get enough food to eat. He had no food to eat. He even tried to eat the food from the pigs, but no one gave him either. One day his sons came to him. He said, oh, I will go to my father. In my father's house there is plenty of food. He has so many servants. I had such a wonderful time. Now I see the difference. Here I am dying. I'm starving to death. I can't even stand up. He can be totally bent down. And he is torn apart clothes. He has no money. I mean, he was such a dirty looking person at the end. But then he thought, I'm going to go. If my father sees me or not, I don't know. But I will ask him for forgiveness. I will say, Father, I sinned against you and against God, heaven. Amen. I am going to go. And he did decide it. And he took a walk. He finally reached his house. At the long distance, the father was searching and waiting to see him coming. That tells you the father was doing this every day, more probably. And as he comes, father ran over to him and hugged him and kissed him and took him to the house. He called the servants to bring good clothes and put some ring on his finger, put him new sandals, and let us have a meal. Let's do everything. All the people were rejoicing. This my son was lost, but now he is found. He came back to his house. The father did not ask him any question. Where is the money? What did you do with all the money I gave you? You took all the money and you destroyed everything. You took half of your property. Oh, your share. But how did you spend? How did you become like this? No questions. No such questions were asked. The father said, son, I am happy you are here. Let us rejoice. Hallelujah. Jesus said, every time a sinner come to his presence, come to God, there is rejoicing in heaven. Angels rejoice. All the angels in heaven rejoicing every time a sinner come to Jesus Christ. So today, if you want to come to Jesus, you wanted to say this little prayer, Father, I forgive my sins. I am sinned against you and against you, my family, my friends. I did evil things. Forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me and purify me, send the Holy Spirit in me, and make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray this prayer, you by yourself, any place where you are, I am telling you, you will feel the presence of God in you. You will get peace. God will come to your heart. If you want to know more about my message or any questions, please email to me, plikepeterrlikerobert.chackovlikevictor@gmail.com. That is plikepeterrlikerobert.chackov@gmail.com. And if you like to support this ministry, please send your donations or gift to 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, TERRACE, PARKLAND, Parkland, Florida 33076. That's 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. May the Lord richly bless you. Until next time, may God be with you. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
There's a place, a deeper place in you. Where my heart is satisfied and true. Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in you.
Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in higher place in me.